This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We've started the lunches at the Blackwood RSL again. It's just like old times, lots of chatter and catching up on the latest. The lunchtime menu has been reinstated, and so the prices have gone back to what they were before the shutdown. The next lunch will be on the 11th of September. You can book for the lunch at the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwwod@bigpond.com. Not a problem if you do not book. We can do the paperwork after we arrive. We have permission to use the shack for an assessment and training session this weekend. Thank you, Barry and Sassy, for your efforts with this important function of AHARS. Barry, VK5BW, and Paul, VK5PH, are working on sourcing two Kiwi SDRs and the other equipment we need to add two more four-channel remote receivers to Paul's very quiet receiving site. We still have to resolve the power supply limitations. He needs more solar cells and batteries. Red Arc has loaned us a solar charger controller to see if it's suitable. The Kiwi SDRs are in short supply, so it may take some time to attain these. I've closed the Thursday night Corona net. Very few people are joining in now. We still have the Monday night net on VK5RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset, starting at 8 p.m. We will restart our general meetings on the 17th of September. This was going to be a members buy and sell, but because of the problems of social distancing and sanitising items between each person handling them, we have had to cancel this activity. Many of you have seen the amazing home-built gear that Rubens, VK5FE, has built, and at this first meeting back at the club rooms, he's going to show and tell us about how he works this magic. We've also had to cancel the big November buy and sell. We will look at running something like this in the new year. AHARS website has been shifted to Kern Internet, a local Adelaide business, but we're still having a few problems with the site. It did not transfer quite like it should. You can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning, everyone. This is John, VK5DJ for the South East Radio Group. The club's on-air business meeting was conducted last Friday night on the South East Repeater Network. As is usual nowadays, the reports from committee chairs were put on the website in advance of the meeting so that members could peruse these at their leisure before the meeting. This certainly speeds things up. The Treasurer reported that the club remains in good financial health, although our income has dropped dramatically due to COVID-19. Most of us have not seen inside our club rooms for months, and although this has saved on the power bill, there's nothing quite like a face-to-face meeting and Gabby's delicious supper. On-air meetings get the business done and are appreciated by the travellers from Kingston, Millicent and Portland, but we miss seeing friendly faces. Our Hill Climb and Pine Enduro committees thanked Andrew, VK4MAO, John, VK5FXJR, Leonard, VK3FB, and Rob, VK5FBRO, for their donations of video equipment in recent months. Chairman Greg, VK5ZGY, is preparing the gear for next year's events and was very appreciative of these people for their gifts. A big thank you, fellas. Our repeater, beacon and club licences fell due this month. We get good value from them and, like all repeaters in Australia, are open for anyone to use, although we do hope that people will join Surge and therefore help meet the costs of running them. We have 9 licences in all, but the WIA pays for 1 licence for each club, in our case VK5RMG and VK5RNC for the Narracore Club, so that leaves 7 licences to pay. The costs mount up when electricity is added to the equation. There are site rentals too, and we often get slugged an emergency services levy for the Mount Benson repeater. So those repeater services come at a cost, and that's not counting the maintenance costs that can be quite considerable. Beacons are very heavy on power consumption, and this is a service primarily for people other than our club members. It all adds up. The Surge Club rooms on O'Halloran Terrace will benefit from a new electricity meter to be installed there. Currently, we pay the difference after two other organisations' sub-meters are read. This will help us be confident we're not paying more than we should. There were discussions on whether we needed a COVID marshal or not. These were inconclusive. We have to find out more. Has any other radio club trained a marshal or felt the need to do so? The Legend of the Lakes is scheduled for Friday, 30th of October through to the Sunday. Preparations have been made, including a hole bored under the road for TV cables. Did we ask permission, fellas? But there is still a question mark over the event and will depend a great deal on the virus situation and the opening of borders. Well, that's it for this week. And I say 73 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, last Friday night was the tech night for August, and it was very well attended. We had about 25 on the channel, and there was lots of question and answers all about antennas and power supplies and satellites and so on, and lots of answers from the gurus. So thanks very much to everybody that came up, and thanks for the information to the questions that were asked. So that's a really good night. And there'll be another tech night next month, and that'll be on Friday the 25th of September. Now the Houghton repeater has just had an upgrade. So thanks to Brian, VK5VI, for giving the repeater some new intestines, and no doubt we'll get good service out of it. So thanks once again, Brian, for your service. Now, I have been reminding you that the North East Radio Club memberships are due, and to take advantage of the early bird payment, you need to pay it by the next general meeting of the North East Radio Club, which will be on Friday the 11th of September. So if you haven't paid already, you better get a hurry on to take advantage of the benefits of the early bird payment. And of course the regular meetings are ongoing by the North East Radio Club, and the best one that we have is the Coffee Club Net, which is every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. on the Houghton repeater. And yeah, we're unable to get back into the library at present, but no doubt it'll be good when we do get back. In fact, I noticed the other day that my Bacon Brew card, I'll be getting a freebie next time I go. So don't forget the Coffee Corona Club Net every Wednesday, and conducted by the Chief Barista, Phil, VK5SRP. So come along and join the Coffee Corona Club. And Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network, we have the F-Troop Net. And that's conducted by Tony, VK5FBIC. And it always has a few interesting discussions, and usually a question of the week, which is always very interesting. So come along and join in the fun on the F-Troop Net every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you've had a good week, and that you're all staying safe. So 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.